Lawrence Merritt again for the Actors Fund project, PAL, Performing Artist Legacy. So this nightclub act is my fantasy. When I was a kid, 1941, 5 years old, there was no TiVo, there was no video cassettes, there was no nothing, there was no whatever, no internet. There was radio and movies. So, and my parents liked music and Tommy Dorsey and all that, and they liked to dance, and they were lovely. And my parents supported me totally. Anyway, we used to go to the movies, and they changed two or three times a week. You know, Hopalong Cassidy, Roy Rogers, you know, and, you know, horror special weekends, whatever. And I remember watching Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Now, many years later, when I decided I was going to be a dancer, I fiddled around, so forth and so forth. But I think psychologically, seeing those movies with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, because Fred Astaire always wore white tie and tails, or he was always dressed very chicly. So it made me feel like it was okay to be a dancer, because there was a stigma attached to being a male dancer. They were all gay, they were all, you know, tippy-toeing around like big sissies, and it's like, no, 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 look at Fred Astaire, look at Gene Kelly. So I was called originally to do Ginger Rogers' nightclub act. They were going to do four boys, and they were going to do you know, a big Latin number with conga drums and more ruffles on the sleeve, you know. And I turned it down because I was doing, as I've told you, Raquel Welch's act. So I said, no, thank you. So here we go. They decided they were going to get rid of the four boys, make it just one boy, a partner of Ginger, and that they would do one number, a big dance number that was a pastiche of all her movies, you know, Flying Down to Rio, Night and Day, The Continental, whatever. Okay, I'm free. Anna White, you know, who did Mame, go for it. And one of the boys who had been in the original act was going to show me some of the rooms. So I went over, and there's Ginger Rogers and the crew in the studio, and we did a couple of moves with Miss Rogers, and they went, yeah, you got it. So we rehearsed. I don't remember the first place we played. We played a couple of toilets, but it was all fun. Anyway, so we rehearsed, and one day she had a costume fitting, and I went with her to the costumer, whose name was Jean-Louis. He was a very, very famous costume designer for films, many, many films, very famous. So he did all of her costumes. And the concept was the act that they would show film clips on this huge screen of the movies that she did with Fred. And then she would come out in this gorgeous outfit by Jean-Louis, and she'd talk, and then she'd sing a song, and blah, blah, blah. And then later on in the show, me and my white tie and tails would come out, and I would sing a song that Fred Astaire sang to her in a movie about change partners. So I got to sing that song, and at the end of it, I would say, change partners, and then you may never want to change partners again. And out she came in all her pink chiffon and her pink feathers up around her neck, so it didn't show, you know, the chicken waddles, you know, and around her wrists and around the bottom. And we did this huge number where I threw her around, and, you know, and it was, you know, and people used to say, well, what was it like dancing with her? It was like, no, you don't understand. She was in my movie. She was my fantasy. I was 4 years old watching her on the movie screen, and now I'm dancing with her. And we did one other number, but we only did it in one place. We did it in a summer stock permanent theater in, I think, Connecticut. It's right on the Connecticut River, I think Silverton. And they put us up, I can't remember the place, but it's up near where the Goodspeed Opera House is. They put us in a B&B there. So we did this one number, and it was a tap number. And there's me in my white tie and tails, and top hat, and a cane, and tap shoes. And right next to me is Ginger Rogers in those sort of black Cuban-heeled lace-up shoes, in white tie and tails, and a cane, and a top hat, and tap shoes. And I'm standing behind her, beside her, and we're both singing Puttin' on the Ritz, which is a famous, famous Fred Astaire number, you know. And that's the only place we ever did it. Did we play Florida? I don't think so. Yes, we did. We played Palm Beach Playhouse, and had lunch with Liberace because her hairdresser knew Liberace from Palm Springs. Then what else? I don't know. We played different places, and the ultimate place that this little doofus played, I got to stand and sing that song, and out she came, and we danced, just Ginger and just me in the film clips, nobody else in the act, on stage at the Palladium Theatre in London, which was, again, you know, a highlight in my life, you know. I mean, how did I end up here? How did I, you know, I know how I ended up there and I know how I did it, you know. But it's been an amazing, you know, career and exploration. And, you know, I'm still out there kicking as high as I can. And so it was pretty amazing. That story leads into another story, but I won't tell you right now, I'll tell you later. That story, somebody came backstage and said, you know, Lawrence Merritt, come to the stage door. So I went to the stage door, and there's Larry Fuller, who choreographed Into the Woods, Sweeney Todd, On the 20th Century, and Evita. And he said, I knew you were with Ginger, and if you were here, you were with her. And I said, well, what the hell are you doing here in London? He said, well, I've exchanged my apartment in New York City with a chap here in London, and I've got his sports car, and I knew that if you were here, you know, whatever. And I'm going away, I'm here doing research on a new show that I'm gonna do with Hal Prince based on the life of Eva Peron. Ding, 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 Evita. Which I ended up doing later on. Tell you later, bye.